This is podcast number
six.
That's right.
Speak English.
I said cease as in cease and desist. People don't want anymore.
No, no, I got the letter though.
You did,
somebody
right?
Somebody sent me a letter.
That was me.
Oh, right. It was
yeah.
You.
And you were so delighted. You're like, oh yes, absolutely. We'll never do another one of those again. I promise. I was like, that's a test, Grizz.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mike. That's Grizz. It's Marijuanderers, and this is kind of a big deal right here because we're in a studio, like a real one.
A real one with real mics.
Yeah.
And real headsets.
And real people like Nicholas over there. Hey, Nick.
How's it going?
Hi, Nick.
That's what you call a producer?
I just met Nick.
Yeah.
Nick seems like a nice guy.
Why did you offer to Greco-Roman wrestle him? That seemed awkward.
That's no.
Yeah,
no,
it was super weird.
I didn't say that.
He did. He was like, hey, listen, nice to meet you. Hey, well, how you doing with the Greco-Roman wrestling over there? And Nick was like, oh, man.
Dude, you hugs. I don't even do hugs.
That's a good point. He does not hug.
I don't do hugs. I don't touch dudes.
No.
I barely shake hands.
No. He is.
It's a
like,
thing.
It's like having the most conservative prick in the room with you at all times when you travel
it
with
is.
Brian.
Yep.
All right, Grizz. Coming up in the show today, I think we should talk about what a Marijuanderer is because we got a little blowback from some people saying,
yeah.
Oh, you don't really wander. You should be walking around doing the show, which, by the way, is a pretty good idea.
Well, yeah, but that's in the works.
Okay, that's right.
It's all happening anyway.
That's what I meant to say. That's in the works.
Right. It's happening anyway.
Yeah. Nick, that's in the works. Somebody write that down.
Yeah, we'll just mount a necklace to the soundboard and we'll just hang around your neck.
I knew it. All we needed was the technology.
That's it.
Yeah.
And a guy with an idea.
Yeah.
So a chain around your neck.
Hey, listen, it worked for, what was the guy who had the clock around his neck?
Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav, yo.
For a second, I thought you were going the Alex Haley route with Roots and...
What?
sorry, man.
There's something really wrong with you. All right, rein it in.
All right.
The other thing that I want to talk about is some follow-up from talking about our favorite gray market dispensary here in town.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't give up the name of yours.
No.
Which is fine. No. I'm delighted to say that I was so proud of announcing Cafe, which has great coffee, by the way. Nick, he doesn't even smoke the weed, but you like coffee, right?
I love coffee.
Okay, Cafe. Bluer and a bunch of other locations. I'll make sure that I post it with the show. But I told them, hey, listen, I featured you on the show. So if you're listening and you're from Cafe, hey now, thank you very much for tuning in. That's it. I just wanted to reach out and say that it had some benefit because it incited some conversation between myself and some other fun folks.
I think that's cool.
So you want to give us yours now?
No.
Okay. You and I were talking about an episode that we are shooting coming up right here in Toronto.
Yes.
And there was a production planning session about that took place over the last couple of days. And I wanted to touch on this. I think we might have stumbled onto a really delicious food item in the process.
A couple of
them. Oh, I wonder if we have the same one.
Well.
Okay, so the other night we all met up as a production group and we did it... at this diner. Can we name it?
Yeah, we can name it. They're great guys. So I say the Donlands Diner. It's
right.
At Donlands and O'Connor. And I'll
you
let
ever, you ever been there, Nick?
I have not.
Okay, well, you're gonna want to go now. You know why? Apparently, two good food items. I have a pick that might be Toronto's best something, and you do as well?
I agree with both of them. So I'm going to name another online company here in Toronto called Dine.to, which just gave the Donlands Diner a top five burger in the city. So the top five, one of the top five
Ooh.
Burgers in the city is the Donlands Diner.
Oh, I and saw it. It's remarkable. I have a picture of it.
Is.
Should we post that?
Yeah, actually, if you have a photo of it, post a picture of that burger. People got to go and try this burger.
I'm having a very difficult time finding a proper burger in the city.
Oh, yeah, this is a proper burger.
This is
it's not a hamburger, it's a glam burger. Ooh, copyright that.
Well, here's the thing though, right? The part of the marijuana thing, right, is like going to find the good food and enjoy that aspect of, oh, I smoked a joint and now munchies are cool.
Sure.
When you walk into this place, it is a classic diner.
Legit.
It is greasy spoon, clean diner.
Okay, can I touch on that for one
second?
Yeah,
go.
This shouldn't be an ad for this diner, but I have never been in a cleaner diner in my life. It shouldn't even be called a diner. It should be called a cleaner.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
Thanks,
that
Nick.
Clean.
Thanks, buddy. I got a smile at him. You got nothing, you know?
You get one
Nobody
of these.
He likes me.
Yeah, I did. I got a West Coast flat tire. but we had a discussion about what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And then we came across this diner. Of course, Brian suggested it. It's got the best burger. My pick there, and it was recommended by you or somebody at the table. By you?
Me.
I had the Clubhouse. You like a Clubhouse, Nicholas?
I love a Clubhouse. I hesitated on that one. But
I know where we're going to have your birthday party now. At the Don Lands Diner, because they have the best Clubhouse I have ever had.
Bar none. There's unbelievable. No better Clubhouse sandwich in the city.
I know what you're saying. You can't fuck up a Clubhouse. I got you.
Want to bet?
Nick, with those eyes, you're saying, who fucks up a Clubhouse? Some people do, but this is not even that. This is like kind of next level.
It is a classic Clubhouse, the way a Clubhouse is supposed to be made.
And the gravy on the fries? Come on.
Yeah.
So you're going to realize when you eat this thing that everyone else is fucking them up.
Well, yeah.
That is a problem.
So, again, on the Marawanders, as we go through the city and we get to experience different restaurants and stuff like that in Toronto, you go to some place and it's like, hey, we're doing a Clubhouse on focaccia bread with this, that, and the other thing and a spiced mustard. And that's not a Clubhouse, man. That is a special sandwich for people that want special sandwiches.
Grizz Willikers, what did you eat there?
I had, that night, you took a photo of what I ate.
Oh, okay.
I had
No. We're going to do this. This has to be discussed. Grizz, before we met at the diner, what did you have to eat? Before we met at the diner, what did you have to eat?
I had 4 hard-boiled eggs and 2 tomatoes.
Like 2 full fucking tomatoes?
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, that was breakfast. Because then I had what I had in the afternoon before I met you. I had a Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
Well done. That sounds like human food. Now then, what did you have after that before you went to the diner? And be honest.
Eggs.
How many?
At the diner or before the diner?
Before the diner, after the sandwich.
4.
You had 4 more eggs. We're 8 eggs into the day.
I had 8 eggs, yeah.
Okay.
He's like me.
No, hold on. It gets weirder. Yeah. Oh, yeah, oatmeal boy. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Then we get to the diner, and somebody orders that beautiful burger we talked about. I got the Clubhouse. What did you order?
I ordered 5 eggs poached, 2 pieces of rye toast.
Yeah, and so these poached eggs came in a bowl of just poached poached eggs.
It was just a bowl of poached eggs.
So how many eggs are we at now? I lost count.
So it was 13 eggs that day.
So you actually had to go get a second dozen eggs to make your day complete.
Yeah, I do about 18 eggs a week on average, but I buy 36. So I try to hit at least 20 eggs a week if I can.
Nick, it's so disturbing because my buddy, all he eats is eggs. He's going to shit a chicken at some point.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No. It binds things. It's protein. It's very good. It gets absorbed by the muscles. And
Oh, well, in that case, it's still weird. And then this guy over here, our producer, Nick, is over here. How many bowls of oatmeal are you averaging a day in front of me? Don't even count the ones I can't see.
One or two.
He's not even being honest. He's an honest guy. I don't know why he's lying about oatmeal.
I do keep a copious amount of oats.
You do?
On hand.
How many bags of oats are sitting beside your desk?
I have 2 currently.
2.5, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, why did you leave the half out? A half a bag of oats is serious.
I'm ashamed.
Shame. Right.
Shame is good.
Here's the difference between you and Grizz. He's eating 13 eggs at a sitting, and he has no guilt in his heart at all.
None.
You're over there hiding oats. Let me just tell you, might as well just free yourself and be oat boy.
Well, he's doing protein. I'm doing carbs, and carbs are more shameful.
Oh, I did not know that.
Point well taken. You're absolutely right. Carbs do make you feel shameful because I eat oatmeal. I can't believe this is the Marawanders we're talking about. Oatmeal and fucking eggs, right? But the thing is...
Yeah, that does sound like the answer to the munchies in some world.
Like for me, like oatmeal is a dessert food. So I have oatmeal for dessert at home. So I'll have my dinner.
Yeah.
And then I'll make some like organic oatmeal, like just classic shit.
Yeah.
And then I dump like cherries and cherry juice in it and I make it kind of sweet. And a little bit of honey, and I eat it like that. So it's a dessert food to cut the craving for sugars and stuff like that.
Two reasons I think you're not married. One, you're gross. And 2, honestly, if I may be honest with you.
You know what? Some women like it. Some women like a guy that eats eggs and goes to the gym and has oatmeal for dessert.
Yeah, I don't know. You're on some regime. I don't even
know.
You
know what it does?
Are you CIA?
No,
be honest.
It just proves to women that I'll eat anything.
Nick, over to you. Yeah, he's got nothing either. Okay, all right, all right. Now, speaking of shame.
Yeah.
You know, if you send good vibes to us in your comments out there, they're greatly appreciated. And when you send sort of like constructive criticism, that's also appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even do that. But if you send a comment like this one that we got last week,
mm-hmm.
which was, just what the fuck is a marijuanderer? Explain what a fucking marijuanderer is. That's a comment that we received last week.
Uh-huh.
That is so constructive, if not harsh.
Yeah. Can I just sort of, whoever posted that comment?
Yeah.
I just want to say that the name is pretty much self-explanatory. It's there. Mara for marijuana.
Yeah.
Wanderer.
Yeah.
For walking places.
Who's outside?
I believe that's Brady.
Or the police.
Slim Brady?
Slim Brady.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so if somebody wants, if you want my definition of a marijuanderer, if that's what you're actually putting out there, and I have to define it for
okay,
somebody.
Okay, but we're doing a show where we're traveling around, but a marijuanderer is where you've smoked a joint. Or here, this is for you, Nicholas. You're new to the game, right?
Okay,
we're going to
yeah.
get you hooked on the cannabis, right?
Sure.
I don't believe it.
Why not?
No.
Mother Vice, why not?
But essentially, you smoke a joint, you end up wandering off and just going someplace with your thoughts and in some cases having a little adventure.
Yeah.
We are doing that on television and on the web. But you can be that guy, that gal, anywhere, as Eric has proven.
Yep.
As, you know, Nicholas is about to prove.
Yep.
And we want you involved in the show on that level. So Mike at marijuanderers.com, Grizz at marijuanderers.com. You can send us a video from anywhere or even an audio file or just a report of something from your life and we'll share it around because everybody can be a marijuanderer. It's like, it's like Boy Scouts, but for everybody.
Yeah. I.
Huh?
You know what? You're kind of right. It's like Boy Scouts for adults.
Hey, were you a Boy Scout?
I was.
You were a Cub and a Scout?
I was a Cub and a Scout.
And what's after that? Adventurer?
I think you just go into the military after that.
You should.
Yeah.
Probably. Actually, I wish you did. Your mother and I are very disappointed that you didn't enter the military. Did I ever tell you that?
My dad is. He's a military sergeant.
Oh, he is?
He was.
Wow.
Not
that
currently.
That explains an awful lot.
Hmm.
Actually,
about oatmeal.
About oatmeal.
It's about the oatmeal.
Yeah. Yeah. He started me on the oats.
Yeah. So.
He did.
Oh,
for
that.
Sure. Yeah. That's how they start you.
Yeah.
Here, eat these oats. There's nothing in it. Honest, son.
See, I think a marijuanderer quite often is, for me, it's a solitary pursuit. So I like to smoke one and go do something on my own.
Me too.
I don't need to have people around.
Wait, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Well, don't you like it when I'm hanging out with you?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
No. But, for a minute.
Okay, for a second.
Sure.
There, I thought you were kidding, but then I realized you weren't. But I do appreciate you hanging out with me because I love, here's the thing. Here's a little bit about our dynamic as friends. Brian doesn't really want to be. I don't care. I love him anyway. He's like so fun to be around, in my opinion. He has crazy ideas and says, sometimes I invite him to dinner just to watch what he does to my family.
Yeah, I did kind of shut them up there a couple weeks ago, didn't I?
Yeah.
It was a mistake.
Yeah. So, you know what, bud? I appreciate you hanging out with me in those moments. So I can see it being painful for you. So
awesome,
I do appreciate
dude. I wish I could say the same.
So be a marijuanderer. Anybody can be one. We just want you to interact with us because although Brian doesn't really want friends, I do, Nick, you know?
Yeah.
So if you want a marijuanderer, all you have to do is declare it, light it up, go for a marijuanderer, and then share the experience you had with us, and we'll pass it along. And there you are, a correspondent of the show.
And if you decide to send me something by email, rest assured that I don't check email, and Mike will have to look into that eventually because I don't know how the internet works.
What if somebody wanted to reach us on social media, Dick?
I'm not allowed to touch it.
I understand, but do you know? Okay. I have a question. I ask this every single week. I'm praying this week is a different answer. Did you download the podcast app for iTunes?
No.
Did you download any of our shows?
I listened to them, all of them.
I don't even believe that.
And I shared them all.
I definitely don't believe that.
Well, with the few friends that I have, I shared them.
I am one of three.
Okay, so the two other guys.
And Secret Asian Man doesn't want anything to do with this, I promise you.
No, Secret Asian Man was...
He's a very smart man.
He listened to some of it. No, he's listened to all of them, I think. Yeah, he's listened to all of them. But yeah, no, I don't know how to do any
Secret
of that technology stuff.
Asian Man.
So, yeah, I'm not allowed to do it. I don't do tech. I hate technology.
If you want to reach out to us, at MarrowWanderers on Twitter,
yep,
and on the Instagram. And then you can go to MarrowWanderers.com. Oh, guess who just called?
Secret Asian Man.
Yeah, that's so funny. It's like we willed him with our minds.
Yeah, nothing like an Irish Asian guy. It's really confusing.
Any strains you tried this week you want to talk about?
You know, I did try. Somebody gave me some...
probably me.
Shake to make butter with. So
that was me.
Yeah, so I made a little bit of butter.
Well, how did that go?
It went well. It's
was
great,
that shake
great
any
cooking.
Good? It was Black Diamond Shake.
You know, I'll tell you, I smoked some of it.
Why? It was shake.
It was really good.
Really?
It was actually, I really liked the way that it tasted. It was mild. It wasn't harsh.
Oh, okay.
And it was like LA Confidential.
And did you just split it up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Some of them I did.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm trying not to smoke cigarettes. So
okay.
I tried it without it. And because it was so finely chopped and it was shake, it was actually a really good alternative. I didn't get a headache from it or anything like that. I wasn't baked. It was like, I'm going to smoke a joint and then cook some food and that was it. And it was not bad at all, man. I was really pleased with it. So
you know what? By the way, we were doing this in the studios at Best Media, thebestmedia.com. We need to get Burnsy up here at some point because he's like a strain expert. But I tried a couple this week, and I'm going to tell you, the ones that I really liked were Citrus Skunk, which is a sativa, a very nice one indeed. And then the other one that I tried was definitely what they gave to Michael Jackson and it killed him when he went to sleep. It was called Brandy Wine. I've never heard of it before, but I'm pretty sure that it was straight on narco. Like it would make you narcoleptic just for several days after.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm glad it was a weekend experience for me.
Yeah, that's rough. Falling asleep is not, I don't like that.
I thought sleep all day, but this would be good for that, this Brandy Wine, and crazy expensive and really yummy. So,
crazy expensive.
Yeah, 15 really, bucks a gram.
Oh, that's ridiculous, man. It's getting stupid. Plus tax.
What?
No, did it cost? Was there HST on it? Was there the Canadian tax?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
It's a joke. I hate legalization.
Yeah, I know you do, buddy.
It bugs me, man.
I just wanted to see it in my lifetime. What do you think of legalization as a guy who doesn't smoke, Nick?
I have no issues with it.
No?
I was perfectly cool with it being legalized. It obviously has benefits for people. I'm not going to. Why make that illegal?
Right.
It's not. I didn't have any moral issues towards. I just don't enjoy it.
For me, it wasn't about the morality of it or anything like that. The part about legalization that I despise is that it was just a way to make more big government. And that's what I hate. And then they took away all the opportunity from all the little guys that want to do a little bit of business. So all the entrepreneurship, out the window.
Yeah.
Let's make this big tobacco all over again. Canopy, Aurora. And then what do those companies do? They're great. I mean, thank you for producing, but they're buying up engineering companies and doing all kinds of stuff like that. And I don't know that that's what marijuana was sort of ever meant to be.
Right.
It's always been sort of a social thing. Hey, man, yes. I'm growing a plant. You want to check out my plant?
Right.
And I was fine with it. And now there's a million different strains. They're really all the same. People can talk about strains all they like. I know your guy.
Grizz, come on.
No, I'm not buying it anymore, man.
How can that be possible? They all taste different. They all have different flavor profiles.
Really?
We talked about that with terpenes.
What about cigarettes?
Yeah.
They all taste different.
Yeah.
It's still big tobacco.
Oh, no. I see what you're saying.
That's what
I'm
getting
at. Okay, I got you, baby.
Right? So it's...
Come here, hug me.
No. Touch you. I'm not even going to touch you. That's disgusting. So it's all about, why do you even do that to me, man? You know how much I hate it, right? Like, you know how much I hate being touched in general. Yet you keep bringing it up
I know. Okay. I know.
Okay.
Sorry.
Where was I? See, I forgot everything. Now it's all out the window because you were talking about touching me.
No, I'm with you. I think the big biz element of legalization, I think that that's going to, somehow there's going to have to be this cottage industry acceptance sort of artisans are going to be invited in at some point. It's just how they're taxed at the time and what makes them more expensive at that time.
I'll argue with you right now on that and say they didn't accept artisans in tobacco. It's not like guys are growing their own cigar tobacco and growing tobacco and making wonderful Canadian cigars. It's not going to... It's a game. It's a marketing game, man.
Sugar.
I know. I'm sorry, dude. I'm a downer.
You got me.
I'm just a downer on this stuff because it's taxes. Taxes.
You want to tell everybody also how you like the earth being flat, how you're a flat earther?
No. Well, I'm not a flat earther. What made you think I'm a flat earther? Why would I be a flat earther? Do I look like a flat earther?
I just made that up. I don't know why.
I didn't know. No.
Yeah.
No.
What does a flat earther look like? B.O.B.?
Oh, I don't. It looks like there's a guy always on Joe Rogan's podcast.
I like
podcast.
That B.O.B. He's talented, man. But flat earther, I don't know. Yeah, we just got basically booted out of the studio because we're doing this clandestine at the office. And just a delight to have you both in the studio. Nick, thanks for doing this and for hanging out with us, man.
Oh, man, it was a pleasure. It's a blast.
Well, next time we'll. I mean, we could have talked for an hour here because we really just opened up. We didn't even get to marijuandering.
Yeah, but now you know that you're a marijuanderer too. And there'll be another podcast down the pipeline shortly. Please subscribe and like it and tell a friend about it. Would you, Nick?
Will do.
And send us your marijuanders videos.
Yeah.
Send us a 15-second video of one of your marijuanders and a cool adventure you had.
Yeah.
We'd be happy to take a look at that and post it on Instagram or Twitter or whatever those social, what are they called? Social media sites?
Yeah.
That's what they're called?
Yeah, nice try. All right. You can go home now if you want.
Going to the gym, buddy.
Oh,
going to the gym, boy. Then I'm going to go have eggs.
Of course you are. Why wouldn't you? Enjoy your eggs. Enjoy your smoke. We'll talk to you next time.
Peace out.